Hello, 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 my most beautiful podcast family. How are you doing today? You know, whenever I was thinking about my podcast for this week, I was just thinking about how afraid we are. So often in life, we are afraid. You know, we don't color outside the lines. We're afraid of stepping out, because if we step out, what if we fail? You know, I was talking to my mentees. I have a mentorship group called RTK Inner Circle, and I spend a lot of time in there, spend a lot of time with them talking about my life, you know, and I believe that all of us go through our journey in life for somebody else. You know, like, I wish I would have understood the fact that thieves don't rob empty vaults at a much younger age, because I probably would have stopped being mad at my situation sooner. You know, I would have probably embraced who I am authentically sooner. I would have not beat myself up for, you know, those wrong choices sooner. I would have probably not stayed in certain bad choices as long if I just would have gotten rid of the fear. You know, when I think back, let me just welcome all of you first. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Real Talk Kim. This is my podcast, and I am so excited that you are here with me today. Maybe someone shared this with you. Welcome to my podcast family. You can find out all you want to know about me by going to realtalkkim.com. I've got a free app. Go to your Google Play Store, your Apple Store, download the free app, because I send you out great motivation all throughout the day. And if you're ever in Atlanta, I pastor in Fayetteville, Georgia, not North Carolina, Georgia, across from Whitewater High School, a church called Limitless. And every Sunday, 10 and 11:30, I preach, and I would love to do life with you, or I'd love to just hug you if you're ever in town. So let's get into this. So I've really been thinking about, you know, how to stop being afraid, how to stop living in fear, how to really let go of something that is paralyzing you. And, you know, whenever I talk to people, like I speak at events or wherever I am, whether it's a church event or it's just a multi-level, you know, speaking encouragement, whatever, I do all kinds of things. Speak at all kinds of events. I always will say, how many in this room feel stuck or feel, and really stuck, y'all, when you say how many feel stuck, 90% of the room, maybe even 95% of the room, I don't care if there's 20,000 people there, most of everybody lifts their hand. And that just blows me out of the water, because how many years of my life did I live afraid, fearful, afraid of being hurt again, afraid of flopping, afraid of failure, afraid that I can't do it. You know what, guys? Most of the time, what we're afraid of ain't even going to happen, right? Y'all know that a lot of you, if you know who I am, I'm a preacher's kid. And I was raised in a religion that basically said women couldn't preach. Women can't do anything but have babies, really. And that just really ticked me off. You know, at a young age, like, why? Why did women get the low end of the totem pole is how I felt. But really, in reality, we as women are so powerful because, man, we can birth the whole human out of our bodies, you know? But yet, society has put this illusion on us that says, you know, this is how we're supposed to look. This is how, this is all we can do. They put limitations on us. And I think that I lived so many years of my life trying to break that mold off of, I don't know what I was trying to prove, because really in reality, nobody else really mattered except me, what I felt for my life, right? Nobody can force me. Once you get past 18 years old, you can't be blaming your daddy no more. You know, you can't be blaming your ex-husband or wife. You can't blame people for the situation you're in, because you are a grown-up, right? And how many years of my life did I live pointing the finger at everybody else in my world that I felt was stealing from me or causing me pain or rejected me, or how many years of my life did I waste because I didn't take ownership of my life? And so I just walked around saying, I'm stuck, until about probably 40 years old, y'all. I lived with this illusion that it was everybody else's fault for the situations I was in, when that is a lie from the pit of hell. You know, we are stopping ourselves from being all that we're supposed to be in this life because we are sitting here letting other people tell us who we are, right? We're scrolling Instagram, we're scrolling Facebook, and we're allowing the influencers, the people that have that look like relationship goals. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm proof that a lot of people that look like relationship goals ain't relationship goals. They can't stand each other. You have to, and some people really do have great, great relationships. So I'm not knocking that because I believe their relationships are awesome. But how many times do we scroll to get our identity instead of finding out who we are? So I want to talk about that with you today. Whenever I looked, it took me literally until I was 40 years old to finally walk into who I really am and not care about anybody else. And true happiness comes from being free to be you. And so I want to talk about that today, like fear. You know, when I always looked at my life at a very young age, I was put into special ed classes, and man, I was just always, you know, the oddball. And that really set me up to not feeling like I measured up, and then being in that religion and just so many limitations that made me mad. And so that anger kept so much from me. But what would you do? Like, you know, what would you do if you could talk to your younger self? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like truly, tell yourself, self, you know, I want to tell you how to live a life of freedom. It's usually don't fear. That's what I would tell myself. You know, as a little girl, even in school, just who cares? Just do it. Do it afraid. Do it with your knees knocking, right? So how do we stop being afraid? I think we have to admit, you know, we've spent most of our lives coloring inside the lines. You constantly justify your lack of action by blaming your responsibilities on someone else, right? Meanwhile, they're not really in your way at all. But thinking they are means you don't have to do anything about it, right? You've also used the word should one too many times. I want to do that, whatever your that is, but I should do blank. I want to do this, but I should do this, right? You know, even though this makes you want to drink bleach, right? I want to do this with my life, but I should do this. Even though I want to do this so bad, I want to fall in love. I want to start that business. I want to write that book. I want to believe in myself. But I should because I have kids. I should because I'm married. I should because, you know, $400 a week is better than jumping into my dream. At least I got that $400 a week. You can't even make your bills on that, but yet you're willing to stay at that job you can't stand because you should, right? But in reality, you're afraid. You're really afraid. Most of the time, too, the reason you don't do certain things that you want to do is because you are afraid of what people will think about you if it fails. We are afraid of people in an app. All of these apps, the Instagram, the Facebooks, the TikToks, everything is out for fame, out for people to know me, out for, right? And so all of us are afraid of failure. And so we're over here living in what we should do versus what we want to do. But now, because you did what you should do, you are totally disgusted with yourself. You are fed up. You are bored. You don't just want to step outside your comfort zone. You want to put in your 90-day notice and move out. Move off this earth. and you want to be a total, just fearless person. And I'm telling you, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they were talking about that. I can't do this anymore. And I just finally let them have it. You know, I just finally said, you know what? You are crazy. You are going to step into marriage. You're not even married yet. And y'all already have so many problems. Y'all fight about everything. Y'all cuss at each other. Y'all call each other out of name. She's miserable. You're miserable because she's miserable, right? And you're going to go say I do to this person and live miserable. Why? Why do we settle, right? Why do we get into to situations that we should do instead of what we want to do? Yeah, right? So you got to get to that place, man, where you've got to, I mean, just finally just take the plunge and say, you know what? I ain't going to do it. I did that at 40 years old. I live my life this way, y'all. No, I'm not living for you anymore. I'm not living for what you want me to do anymore. No, uh-uh. You only get one chance at this life. You can't live afraid. You can't live in fear. You can't. You can't worry. Worrying about stuff that you can't change. You got to learn how to separate that mess. You know what I'm saying? You got to finally get to a place where you stop living in denial. Where you can finally stop being afraid. You can finally transform your life, right? The here and now. So I want to give y'all some things that you should stop doing. You should stop being afraid of. Y'all ready for this? Y'all want me to help you out? Because some of y'all are like, yeah, Kim. Yeah, RTK. Yeah, PK, whatever you call me. Let's do this. You got me excited. Let's jump. I'm going to tell you something. You will get unstuck when you get to a place where you ain't afraid of fear. You ain't afraid of fear. Y'all, I remember at 40 years old, y'all, I was still working at Bloomingdale's, making $13 an hour. And it's when Obamacare hit. Do y'all remember that? And you had to have insurance or you'd be penalized. And I remember I'm working at this job, making $400 every 2 weeks. They're taking all my money for Obamacare out of my check. I never go to the doctor. I'm healthy as a horse, right? And I got a dream. I got a dream. I got a dream. I don't want to work in retail for the rest of my life, but I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. But I knew that I had to get out of there. And so all of a sudden, I started doing these videos, you know, and about motivation and just giving people hope, because y'all know my foundation is firmly in Jesus. I believe that, I'm telling you, I believe in Jesus. I believe that it's never too late, because God has made you invincible. And so I really got an understanding of that at about 40, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. Those 5 years were just transforming for me. I'd walked through a divorce after 17 years of marriage. I had lost all my money. I had to move back in with my mom and daddy at 36 years old with my two sons. I had to literally go from a $500,000 house to a bedroom at my mother's house. I had lost all my dignity. I had served people forever. I had put all of my hope in people. And when I walked through the divorce, they all walked out on me. I lost everything. I had been selfless my whole life. And then here I am living with my mom and daddy at 36 years old. And I realized every single thing that I had put in hopes of other people fail through. And here I was with nothing. But living at my mom and dad's house. And so at that moment, I had to realize, I had to really take inventory. What is it that makes you so afraid of these cotton-picking people that are going to be for you one day and not the next? And I'm going to tell y'all something. This is not a hate podcast at all. I love people. Y'all know loving y'all is my favorite hobby on the planet. But when y'all walk out on me, guess who don't die? Me. When people leave my church, guess who is not crying and staying awake at night? Me. Y'all right? When a man, listen, I'm talking even in marriage. Listen, I will not fall apart when something ends in my life. Why? Because my hope is built in Jesus and not in person. In a person. Why? Because I love me. because I know that I am all that in a bag of chips because God didn't make no junk. And so when I had to move back in with my mom and dad at 36, those 5 years, I was still at my mom and daddy's at 40, y'all. I had to find me. And I had to realize that my value was not in Gucci bags. My value was not in symbols, what I drove, who I hung out with. My confidence came from Jesus. And that's really what I found in those 5 years. And so here's some things that I found in those 5 years that literally has grounded me the last 8 years. And look what God's done in my life in 8 years. Look, y'all, ain't no man gave me no platform. Ain't nobody believed in me. If people don't share my stuff, I don't send books to people and ask them to share it on their timelines. Like, everything I got, God gave me, okay? So it's because I found me that I don't put my hope in people but in God. I remember my mom and everybody was like, Kim, you can't quit Bloomingdale's because you got to have insurance. And I remember finally one day I was like, you know what? Forget all y'all. I'm a whole grown up and I'm going to do what I feel I'm supposed to do. And I did. I quit my job. And I quit my job, gave my 2-week notice, came home, started hustling, started t-shirt company, I was ironing on with my own hand. You hear me? And doing these motivational videos online, it took off. I was consistent. I didn't quit when nobody liked my stuff. I just kept on plowing, and here I am today. And here's what I'm going to tell you today. How are you going to do it? How are you going to get free? How are you going to start believing in yourself? How are you going to love again? How are you going to be in a relationship again if you don't love you, right? So here's some things that I learned that you got to stop doing. You got to stop being afraid of, right? Like now, like stat, like right this minute. Unless, of course, you enjoy wallowing in regret. Are y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready for this? Number one. Be yourself. You got to be yourself, honey. You got to find out who you are and be your. Stop watering yourself down for dull people because they think you shine. You know what? I get on so many people's nerves. I get on people's nerves because I'm a lot. I'm loud. I'm fun. I'm not stuffy. I don't think I'm better than nobody else. You know what I'm saying? I don't demand respect. I just don't tolerate disrespect, right? I will put you in the balcony in 2 seconds flat. Okay? So I'm myself regardless. So you got to be yourself. That's number one. Number one to literally getting yourself out of this funk. This is one of the things you got to stop being afraid of is being yourself. Stop being afraid of being yourself. This is a lot easier said than done. But it's the most important thing to stop being afraid of. Here's why. There's no point in even listening to the rest of this podcast, right? If you don't make a commitment, you should be 100% who you really are at all times. Think about everyone you admire. Why do you admire them? It's not because they're perfect or because they please others. That's not why people will admire you either. But first, you have to let them see the real you. And if they don't like you, oh well. Right? Number two, stop being afraid of standing up for yourself. Stop being afraid of standing up for yourself or others. In order to have the life you want, you have to stand up for it. Okay, stop being bullied. Stop letting people bully you. Stop letting, Listen, others are going to resist the changes that you are trying to make because that means, in turn, their dynamic with you will be changed. So they're going to resist it. You can stop being afraid of this by creating boundaries, stating your case, and not backing down. Tell them to take it or leave it. Trust me, you are going to feel so much lighter when you do this. Stand up for yourself. Now, this don't mean get like outspoken, like I'm outspoken, just take it or leave it. Y'all, listen, I am bold, but I'm not messy. You know, I can get in y'all's grill. I am real talk, okay? And people, I literally can tell people I'm a straight shooter, but it's because I say it in love, right? I'm not talking out of bitterness or hate or anger. I'm completely healed of everything I've walked through. So my delivery is bold, but in a loving manner, right? So stand up for yourself, but don't do it like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it like, oh yeah. When you open your mouth, everybody's like, ugh. That girl needs healing. Like, you could tell she broke. No. Come on, man. You ain't got to be, like, putting your old chest out every time to prove you're a man. No. Like, sir, your wife, you ain't got to be no pansy. She wants you to be the head of that house. You ain't got to force, you know, I'm man, hear me roar. Oh, you ain't going to do that. No, y'all, it's the delivery. It's the heart posture, right? A woman's going to submit to a man that she knows loves her and just walks in his dominion because he's gentle and kind and firm but loving. And wife, he's going to honor you when you are, I'm telling, you know, you could be soft but bold. You know what I'm saying? Come on, y'all. Get your heart healed so you can be all God's created you to be. Next, stop being afraid of being honest. Stop being afraid of being honest. That's number three. Stop being afraid of being honest. Keep in mind that doing so doesn't have to equal hurting other people's feelings. Boom, shakalaka, like a boom. They might be shocked at first, especially if you're not known for being candid, but you'll quickly earn their respect. Be honest. Okay. Number four, things to stop doing. Stop being afraid of getting rejected. Stop being afraid of getting rejected. Rejection is a part of the package. No matter what you're going after, know it's not personal. Know that it's not personal. Okay? They're just stating the case for their own career, their own life goals. And if you don't fit the bill for them, it doesn't mean you'll never fit the bill for somebody else or for something else in life. It just means you have to work a little harder. Stop being afraid of getting rejected. God, we all get rejected. It's part of life, okay? Rejection, when you don't get picked for something or something doesn't work out, it just means that there's something better, all right? Number five, stop being afraid of being criticized. Stop being afraid of being criticized. If you don't stop being afraid of criticism, you are never going to accomplish anything, ever. There are two different kinds of criticism. Constructive criticism, where someone offers you pointers on how to do better and improve. And pointless criticism from haters, where someone picks you apart just because they can. They're jealous. When being criticized, always is, listen, when you're being criticized, always consider the source and disregard, okay? Discard the information that won't improve your life, all right? Y'all, if I can hack it, so can you, okay? Have you ever seen the comments on Instagram when I'm live? You can't fall apart when someone calls you a, they call me a dyke. They call me, man, I get called all kinds of stuff. That's not who I am, okay? I'm not going to sit and allow someone that don't know who I am to make me sad, okay? Now, if it's my mentor or my pastor or my spouse or my best friend or someone that I know loves me and they come with some constructive criticism, I take that because I know they really love me, right? But you know what makes you not take constructive criticism from people that matter is the haters. So you are defensive, right? You're defensive and you take everything personal. Stop taking everything personal. You got to take constructive criticism in order to be great. You have to. You don't know everything. You got to be able to take constructive criticism, okay? Number six, stop making mistakes. Stop being afraid of making mistakes. This, y'all, this is a great podcast. These are just things I've learned in the last 8 years. I'm 48 years old now. And I think that you should take something from me, because my fruit is speaking for itself. What I'm doing is working. Okay? So number six is stop being afraid of making mistakes. Y'all, mistakes are mandatory. They're the only way you're going to learn. They're the only way you're going to grow. Mistakes are the only way that you're going to evolve into the person you want to be. You know what I believe? I believe it's called earning it. Mistakes. It's called earning it. If you don't make mistakes, you ain't trying nothing. Okay, so I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear your complaints. I need to see your mistakes. All right? Mistakes are what makes you who you are. Number seven, stop being afraid of owning your flaws. Stop being afraid of owning your flaws. I've always felt that flaws should only apply to infinite objects. We are multi-layered, y'all, and we're complicated, but we're not flawed. The only way you're going to stop being afraid and holding yourself back is to accept yourself in your entirety. It's impossible to suppress certain aspects of yourself and pretend they're not there. Not only that, but they're part of your charm. Y'all, perfect is boring. Perfect is boring. Don't be boring. Don't be afraid of owning your flaws. Number eight, don't be afraid of going after something big. Don't be afraid of going after something big. Seriously, guys, what else is there? If anybody tries to, man, rain on your parade, you know, or poo-poo on what you want for your life, I order you to, like, slap them, especially if they start talking about responsibilities, okay? Stop being afraid of going after something big. Stop letting people that ain't going nowhere tell you what to do. Stop taking constructive criticism from people that ain't never constructed nothing. Stop looking for validation from people that ain't valid. Stop. Stop letting these small-minded people get you afraid of going after bigger. Stop letting these people that look like they're phony balonies. They ain't got no fruit. They over here telling and talking smack about people, and they got four people liking their live. Stop it. Stop joining in the parade because you're jealous. Stop it. Stop it, y'all. Stop it. Listen, your five closest friends are a prophecy into your future. If all of y'all hating on people that are doing great things, you ain't never going to go nowhere. Like, how's it working for you? Being jealous of people that got something. You better stop being jealous of people and go follow them. You hear me? You should put people around you that are where you want to go. Stop hating on people because you're jealous of them. Stop joining into other people's canceling culture. Stop following the cancel culture. Who are you to try to cancel people that are doing more than you? Right? You're over here canceling people that can help you get to the next level. So stop being afraid of going after something big, okay? Number nine, stop being afraid of sucking. As much as we strive to be amazing at everything we do, we should only strive to be amazing at what we care about most. For example, y'all, I gave up on, man, cheerleading, okay? The first week, because I couldn't get it down like the rest of them. I gave up because I felt like a flop. And I wanted it so bad in high school. I used to give up all the time. I was embarrassed. I was afraid because I was bullied on the playground. I was always the last one picked for volleyball. You know? Now, I ain't scared of nothing. I ain't scared of looking stupid. I ain't scared of being talked about. Why? Because I remember what it was like when I quit cheerleading and wishing I would have stuck to it. Do what you love, man. Do what you love. Do what you love amazingly well. Do it. Go after it. Admit what you don't give a rat's butt about. Stop feeling guilty about it. Stop doing stuff you don't want to do. Besides, you are going to become so successful. You're going to be able to outsource the junk that you don't like anyway. Y'all, my mom used to always tell me, Kim, you need to learn how to clean. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm going to hire a maid. Somebody that loves cleaning. Guess what? I have a housekeeper. I don't have to clean. Why? Because I perfected the things that I loved. I went after the things that I loved so that I didn't have to be in retail forever. My mom used to always say, Kim, you need to learn how to cook. I'm over there selling suckers that I stole from Shoney's for free on Sunday night. Yeah, that's what I did in kindergarten. And I would tell my mama, no, mama, I don't have to. I'm going to hire me a cook. Guess what, y'all? I don't cook. Why? Because I don't have to. Because I went after the things that I loved, the things that made me happy, even when everybody else was telling me it would never work. It sucked. I failed at a lot in my life. But at 48 years old, this little special ed girl here has 5 bestsellers. Hello, y'all. I bet my book is in Barnes & Noble. When you walk into Barnes & Noble, you see me staring at you. Why? Because I sucked at so many things in my life. I let people make fun of me. I let y'all send me, so many of you grammar police, still to this day, send me comments. Just want to let you know that you misspelled prophecy. It was supposed to be P-R-O, you know, whatever it's supposed to be. And you put blah, blah, blah. And I just want to let you know because you got millions of people following you. I'm like, dude, like people ain't looking at that. They're looking at the oil. You know what I'm saying? So don't be afraid. If I would let people stop me, I wouldn't have those books today. But you know what I did? Let me tell you what I did. I became successful. I became successful, and now I outsource all the things I'm not good at. I outsource my editing. I hire people around me that are great at stuff I'm not. But I wasn't afraid of sucking at first. I didn't take it to heart when people made fun of me. And now I can pay to have it done. Why? Because I wasn't afraid of sucking. I wasn't afraid of being laughed at. Another thing that you got to be stop being afraid of apologizing. Stop being prideful when you ain't got nothing to be prideful about. You are human. You are going to screw up. Stop being afraid to apologize for your mistakes. It's going to get really boring hiding under a rock all by yourself. Okay? I am the queen of apologizing. I am the queen of, I will get up in front of the whole world on a live with 100,000 people watching and say, man, I made this mistake. Please forgive me. I am not afraid of asking my kids to forgive me when I mess up. I'm not afraid of asking my staff to forgive me when I mess up. Yo, I apologize for stuff even if I don't think I was wrong. And I apologize in a good heart. You're like, well, you shouldn't apologize if you don't think you did anything wrong. Yeah, I should if I hurt somebody and didn't mean to, right? Because I don't want anything stopping my blessing. So stop having pride. Some of y'all ruining your whole marriages because you're afraid of being, you know what? I literally lost a marriage because of somebody that lied to themselves because they didn't want to look like a failure. So they went down in smoke because they were afraid of saying I'm sorry and fixing it. Pride will ruin relationships, y'all. Learn to say you're sorry. You're going to screw up. You are human. You're going to make mistakes. You're not going to always do everything right. You're going to hurt your staff. You're going to hurt people. But don't let your pride. Your pride is going to have you dead with nobody at your funeral. So stop being afraid to apologize. Number 11. Stop being afraid to fail. Stop being afraid of failure. It's actually easy to stop being afraid of failure since you know there's no such thing. So if you look at it like that, it's easy to stop being afraid of failure. I mean, There's no such thing as failure. You haven't given up, have you? You're listening to this podcast, which means you're still here, which means you still have the availability to get your butt up today and take back your life because you're bad, because you're awesome, because you're fierce, right? You learned a lot, man. You learned a lot from those mistakes. You learned a lot from that divorce. You learned a lot. Maybe you got divorced because you couldn't shut up, right? Maybe you told them for 17 years, I don't need no man. And one day you woke up and didn't have one, right? Well, don't live in that failure. Stop living in that mistake. You learned. You learned. You learned a lot from that failure. You learned what not to do next time in that marriage. You learned. So that means you haven't failed. Isn't that so good? Failure, there's no such thing as long as you're learning. All right? Get up. Stop living in that shame. Shame is so prideful. You know what shame is? Shame has you convinced that you can ruin your life off of a bad decision. That's a lie. That's a devil. The devil's making you think that. The devil is mad because he has no future, because he's an idiot. The only one in history that ever got kicked out of heaven was him, the stupid devil that's in your head right now. That can't stop you, so he's distracting you. And he's keeping that condemnation and shame over your head. If you wouldn't have got that DUI, you would have gotten that job. But when they checked your history, they saw that you had that DUI. And so now you can't get that job because you got that DUI. Y'all, society is famous for holding something over your head all the way up until you're 50 years old that you did at 18. But you know what? So what? They can hold it over your head forever, but you don't stop. That just means you can't go in that area, or you can't accomplish that, but you can accomplish so much more over here. So you gotta look at rejection, even if it's something that you did in high school that's following you all throughout your life. Stop thinking that that thing can stop you from being great, because it can't. There's always another door. There's always something else you can do that's greater or more. Rejection was a release. Rejection just meant that part didn't work, but it doesn't mean life can't work. So stop being afraid of failure. The next thing is, stop being afraid of succeeding. Stop being afraid of succeeding. A weird thing happens as you become successful. You are so used to struggling along like a drunk person who can't remember where they live that the better things go, the worse you feel. Y'all, this one is huge. A weird thing happens as you become successful. You are used to struggling. You are so used to struggling along like a drunk person who can't remember where they live that the better things go, the worse you feel. You end up constantly looking over your shoulder or waiting for an anvil to fall on your head. And I totally understand. What's there to be afraid of exactly? But you've succeeded once. If you had to, you'll succeed again. You've got the goods. So why worry? Stop looking at what can go wrong and look at what's going right. Right? Stop focusing on how far you gotta go. And look at how far you've come. So number 12 is stop being afraid of succeeding. You've succeeded once. So you'll succeed again if you fall, right? So you've got the goods. Get up and live. Number 13, stop being afraid of letting go. Stop being afraid of letting go. It's really hard to let go of the habits that hold you back. Especially since 99.99% of our everyday habits are automated by our subconscious. Ain't that crazy? During stressful situations, especially, we tend to revert back to our oldest and not so dearest habits, since they make us comfortable. Even if they are self-destructive. Yep. It's the truth. If you focus on changing one habit at a time until they're automated, you have healthy habits to fall back on and will finally stop being afraid to let the bad one go. Because there won't be any. There won't be any. So stop being afraid of letting go. Number 14, stop being afraid of taking risk. Stop being afraid of taking risk. There's only one way to stop being afraid of taking risk, and that's realizing you should be more afraid of not taking them. All right? Seriously, picture the risk that you want to take and bask in how the changes to your life will make you feel. Picture it. Picture it. Picture the risk that you want to take and bask in how the changes are going to change your life. Pretty cool, ain't it? Now picture this. Picture not taking the risk and how everything's staying right where you're at, right where you hate. All right. Did Psycho Strings just start playing in the background? That changes the thought, doesn't it? Picture the risk that you want to take and bask in how it's going to change your life when you take that risk, right? Now I want you to picture not taking the risk and everything staying exactly like it is right now, just like how you hate it. Uh-huh. That changes things. So stop being afraid of taking risk. Number 15, stop being afraid of moving on. Stop being afraid of moving on. All right? So you've known whiny Mac always needs you your whole life, right? So what? So many of us are way too loyal to people who don't even deserve it. You've been loyal to whiny Mac always needs you in their life. You've been loyal to people who don't even deserve it. If there are people in your life who bleed you dry of energy, they bleed you dry of emotion, money, or all three, snap out of it. Please. You can't see me right now, but I'm begging. One of the biggest things I've learned from the train wreck that was in my 20s, 30s, and almost in my 40s is nobody is worth your health and well-being. Not one single person. You get one chance at this life. One chance, y'all. One chance. And you are the CEO of your life. Today, stop being afraid. You got it? You commit to it? I challenge you. If you're like, Kim, I hear you, but I can't do it, you need to be in my mentorship program. You sure do. You need to go right now and you need to invest the $20 in yourself monthly. It's $20. It's 60 cents a day. 20. For me to yell at you like this every day and tell you to get up. It's over. It's done. It's in your past and you don't need it. Now get up. All right? And let's do this. You ain't no scaredy cat. You ain't afraid. You are all that in a bag of chips. Okay? You are not your past. You ain't a failure. You are successful because you are still here. And as long as you have a pulse, God's got a plan. Get your butt up and let's go. Your best. Y'all, 2021 is about to be your best life. You know why? Maybe things aren't going to change around you right now, but you're changing. And when you change, the sky is the freaking limit. Okay? Go right now to realtalkkim.com. Be a part of my world. Okay? Share this podcast with somebody. Somebody needs this today. Somebody needs to realize they are in charge of their future. We can demote. I'm the CEO of my life. I can demote. I can promote. Huh? As I feel. With a good attitude. Why? Because Proverbs 4:23 says to guard my heart because out of it flows the issues of life. If I let you continue to stay in my life, treat me like crap, treat me like I'm a paper plate. When God created me to be fine china, it's on me, boo. Right? Then my heart's going to be ugly. My heart's going to be polluted. And I'm going to make everyone else, I'm going to walk through my life bleeding on people that didn't cut me. Today, the pain may not be your fault, baby, but the healing is your responsibility, and I am here to help you get free, okay? So maybe you need to get my mentorship program. Go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com. Be a part of it, man. I'm telling you, let's do this life together. I love you guys. I'll see you next week right here on the Real Talk Kim podcast. I love you guys. Love you so much. I believe in you. I got your back, your side, your front, your top, your bottom. Got you. I love you enough to tell you the truth. Love you guys. Talk to you later, alligator. Bye, y'all.